In this episode of the Deming Institute podcast, Kevin Cahill, the executive director of the Deming Institute, is our guest. Kevin shares what's been happening at the Institute and also previews the upcoming 2018 25th anniversary conference. Hi, I'm Trip Babbitt, host of the Deming Institute podcast. My guest today is the executive director of the Deming Institute, Kevin Cahill. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Trip. Glad to be back. Looking forward to talking with you again and to all the folks listening on the podcast.
Absolutely. And today, I guess we're going to cover off what you've been doing and some exciting things that you have coming up at the Institute. I'll let you take it from the beginning here, and I'll just kind of play color commentary as to asking you questions and things associated with what's going on at the Institute.
Terrific. Thanks. Yeah, it's a very exciting time for us at the Institute as we're trying to create the future of the Deming Institute and reaching out in a more appropriate and greater manner in terms of giving people access to my grandfather's teachings, ideas, and learnings. And one of the things that we're doing is, I thought was is very interesting development, is people ask us all the time, how do we actually run the Deming Institute? As the creation of Dr. Deming and my mother, when she created the Institute, I mean, are we following his teachings? Are we using his learnings to actually make us and have us be a more effective, efficient, and productive organization? And that's one of the things, frankly, Trip, that we've struggled with is, you know, things like how do we make the organization visible as a system? I mean, we see what my grandfather put on the chalkboard from the photos that we have through all his seminars in the 50s, and how do we go about doing that? And we've worked with some friends over the years who've helped us make that visible. But it really started coming to fruition in the past year when Acquate out of Australia and TJ Gokin and his wife Amber started working on developing this cloud-based software. And we started to work with them and say, hey, we can give you some ideas. We can give you some insight, with the idea from his perspective that he would let the Deming Institute use this at no charge. And he was developing it for the marketplace, because a lot of times when people come out of our workshops and seminars, they're struggling with what to do next. And a lot of that starts with, well, let's make the organization visible. Let's make the process visible. Then we can start to work on it. And so as we started to develop this with Acquate and give them ideas and suggestions based on my grandfather's philosophy, it started to blossom. And it's absolutely fascinating how it works now. We use this software to actually run the organization. And we have been doing that now for a number of months. And it's pretty exciting for him, because as the partnership developed, he said, can we expand it from just you giving us some ideas to bringing some of your grandfather's ideas and philosophy and learnings into it? And when somebody wanted to know about AIM, well, where do they go to do that? So we started developing partnerships with MIT Press, which publishes The New Economics and Out of the Crisis, and then also PQ Systems, because we were struggling with control charts. And, you know, big thanks to Beth Savage and her team over at PQ for putting the elements together for the basic control charts that we have in the software right now. And so as an organization, we've made that visible. We've started using it. And as we developed that partnership, it worked out that actually the Institute derives some royalties from anybody that actually uses the Ed software. So it becomes a win-win for us. We get to use it. Others get to have access to it. And he's really starting to launch it right now, which is not the Institute software. It's his. But we use it, and he makes it available to the public.
Okay, and so will people be able to go to the Deming.org website to purchase this, or is this something that they'll have to go direct to Acquate?
It will be directly it'll be directly through him. You don't purchase it. It's not something that the Institute actually handles, the sale or purchase of it.
Okay.
We're going to make some information available on our website here very shortly and our upcoming newsletter, so people can see, you know, how can they go you know, and learn about the software. And we'll provide some links to that so they can see it and make an assessment. One of the things that we're finding is that as he's made it available to some of the Deming consultants, as this is an opportunity for them to really work with their clients closely and to be able to see what they're doing and to help them and to guide them as they're doing PDSAs or control charts or some of the other tools. The real important thing is, I mean, they still have to have that foundation, Trip, as you know. It's really important. You can't just go and start using this out of the blue unless you have that understanding of the philosophy, system of profound knowledge, because then you may be making improvements without having that basic understanding underneath it. But once you do, for us, it's been fascinating because as we've, Dr. Bill Bellows, who's our deputy director, has really been helping guide the Institute on using the learnings from his 8-hour workshop on how do we improve things that are working, how do we put out fires that we need to put out, but not just go back to where we were, how do we move forward and improve. All of that now is visible, and we can see, even our board of directors is now going to have access to it so they can see what's going on with the Institute. Hmm. So we're really excited about it and wanted to just let folks know that it is available, and we'll be sending out some information on that. Look forward to hear what they think about it as they start to use it.
Okay. And what other things are going on at the Institute? Anything new at the University of Southern Utah?
Yeah, Southern Utah University has been absolutely fascinating development for us. Dr. Ravi Roy, who's the Deming Institute Senior Research Fellow, he started a Deming Institute Incubator for Public Affairs, which was also known as WEDAPA. He formed that in January 2017 in partnership with the Deming Institute and Southern Utah University.
What is WEDAPA?
So WEDAPA was formed to create and expand awareness of the Deming philosophy across Southern Utah University and the surrounding community of Cedar City, Utah.
Is it an acronym?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what it's actually changed in a recent change. WEDAPA was moved to their School of Humanities and Social Sciences,
okay,
where it's now known as the Deming W. Edwards Deming Quality Innovation and Leadership Incubator. It's now known as QUIL, QUIL. And what we've done along those lines is we continue to work and put out conferences. We just hosted the second annual Bryce Canyon Conference with a focus on Deming management and public leadership and governance. And Vernon Smith, for example, is one of the people who was there who was a former Nobel Prize winner. So it was fascinating to have people like that in the audience and also hear what Vernon Smith, you know, was doing in his work and how you might be able to look at the Deming philosophy going down the road from that standpoint. We've also recently, in partnership with Quill, actually last week, Ravi and Dr. Bill Bellows delivered a keynote on the Deming philosophy at the Utah City Manager Spring Conference, where they had 200 plus city managers and their staffs in attendance. So Ravi's been really a champion for getting this out into that arena, which has been a very difficult arena for us to reach. And we'll have a number of people from that who are going to be attending the 25th anniversary conference that we've got coming up in the fall. So that's been a very exciting development for us to see this in place and taking hold in a university and having an impact on a local community.
Very good. That sounds very exciting, especially in the education field where Deming seems to be really missing from much of the curriculum that's out there, especially in whether it's the public sector type of education or business.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one other thing along the public education side. When I was recently in Los Angeles, my mother, Dr. Deming's daughter, Diana Deming Cahill, and I went and visited David Langford, who is now running Ingenium Charter Schools out in, their headquarters are out in Claremont, California. And it was absolutely amazing to watch what he's doing with those schools and how they're really changing the environment and the culture and their focus on the Deming philosophy and how they actually teach, how they actually provide a learning environment, how they even run the organization. We came away from it very impressed with it and incorporated some of the ideas, you know, into the way we're running the Deming Institute through the Ed software. We started adding some of his thoughts and approaches in there. Obviously not copying it, but learning from what his learning has been. And it's going to be really interesting to see how that develops, and hopefully as he continues to expand that, because it's one of the real examples that we have out there. There's a few others like Betty Moen in Michigan who are using this at a high level, the Deming philosophy, but watching David do it within those four schools and seeing the impact is really heartening in terms of what we might see in the future in public education.
Okay. Not to get too far off the subject, but I'm just curious, is David, is he kind of hand-tied with some of the things that he can do because of, you know, California laws and education, you know, for instance, you know, you have to give a grade and, you know, those types of things, or...
Yeah, you know, they're not doing grading right now. Now, they're part of Los Angeles Unified, and we'll have to do, I know we've got an upcoming podcast with David, and we can let him expand a little bit further on that directly. But as part of LA Unified, yes, they definitely have inputs into their system that are imposed that they have to take into consideration when they're actually conducting the school year and the classroom and testing and things like that that they have to accommodate. But David's terrific at saying, okay, what are the boundaries of that system? What can I do within that? And how can I change that to create a better learning environment for the students and for the community so that the families can see and are involved in the whole thing? It's really a testament to what the Deming philosophy can do in a school system. And David's done a heck of a job with that. And I look forward to that future podcast with him because I think you'll find what he's doing is fascinating. He's in the second year of this experiment, and it seems to be going extremely well.
Yeah, that's a good segue into that podcast. I appreciate that. So it's the 25th sure. anniversary of the Institute. What do you got going on this year?
Can you believe that? 25 years ago, my grandfather and my mother founded the Institute. Pretty amazing. This year, we did not do an annual conference last year for the first time, as we were waiting for and trying to gear up for this conference. And so we are going to have a 25th anniversary conference. It's going to be in Los Angeles in Manhattan Beach. Terrific hotel. We just had the recent Deming Institute board meeting there.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody got to see what the venue was like, and they were thrilled with it. So we're going to be holding it there. And the theme of it is, why Deming, why now? You know, why the teachings are more important than ever. And it's going to be a two-a-day event. Usually we do a day and a half,
mm-hmm.
but this time we're going to do it a two-day event. We're going to have more, that way we can have more speakers than ever from different diverse backgrounds and industries and experiences so people can see what is going on in healthcare, what's going on in service industries, manufacturing. So it's not just about manufacturing, which Trip, you and I've talked about before, that a lot of people think Deming is that's what the focus is. It's on manufacturing because that's what he did a lot of his work on in the last 13 years of his life. And so we want to bring in a number of speakers who have not only worked with my grandfather and who are still very vibrant in the Deming community, but also business leaders who are using it in different ways and are at different stages of their journey. Some of them are at an early stage, and we'll have a chance with Q&A to learn from them what are some of their struggles with it, what are some of the barriers they face, how they're overcoming that, and how they're moving forward. And it's really interesting, their deep commitment that once they get exposed to this. And I know that happened to you, it's happened to me, and so many people that we've talked to. I mean, it's there. You can't get rid of it in your mind. And you know that you've seen a better way of doing things and acting and leading and managing an organization. And so we see that commitment as they continue to break down those barriers. So it will be a fascinating group of speakers. We'll be announcing some of them right off in the next week or so. I can tell you that David Langford, who we were talking to, is going to be there with a group from Ingenium to really explain in depth what they're doing. So they'll be he'll be one of the speakers there.
Very exciting. Sure, the folks from the Deming community and outside the Deming community would benefit greatly from attending that. And I'm sorry, what was the time frame that you said that this will be happening?
The fall, the 25th anniversary conference is going to be October 5th and 6th. And registration's now open. There's an early bird special right now. If you go to deming.org and look under our events, you'll see the 2018 annual conference listed there, October 5th and 6th.
Okay, very good.
And the other exciting thing about that trip is we believe we're waiting for final word on it, but that each of the attendees will receive, as part of their registration, a copy of the New Economics, the third edition of the New Economics. And that's the first time we've done anything. I don't remember exactly, but it's been at least 15 years since there's been a new edition. And there's a new chapter at the end of the book. We haven't touched any of my grandfather's earlier chapters and what he said. We left that intact, but we added another chapter to it, which talks about the relevance of Deming today and ties directly into that conference. Why Deming? Why now?
Oh, cool.
Why do we see this as being as important today or more important today than it was, you know, when my grandfather even wrote his book, Out of the Crisis?
Oh,
so that'll be very exciting for people to have that new edition and that new chapter.
Okay.
And that enables us to reach out into a market that's very difficult when it's a book that's 15 years old, and hopefully introduce it to a new audience that has never been exposed to the Deming philosophy.
Absolutely. And so will the availability for purchase of the third edition of the New Economics, it would be after the conference then, or sometime
it
before then?
It should be right around the conference. We're waiting for the final date. We've been working with MIT. We're just finalizing the cover very soon on that. They're going to start giving us some samples on that. But what they're really shooting for is that they know the 25th anniversary conference is there. They know the dates of it, and so we expect to have at least a pre-release available for that, if not the actual release for the attendees. And then it would be available in the public right around that time.
Okay.
In early to mid-October.
And will they be able to purchase that through Deming.org, or will Amazon, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay.
We'll have a link to it on the Deming Institute, Amazon, and then we're going to start working with talking to some of the independent bookstores that might be carrying that also. So we want to make it as widely available as we possibly can. And so we're working with MIT's publicity and outreach department in terms of what do we need to do to make sure that it's as widely available as it can possibly be. But yes, it will definitely be available through Amazon, which is one of probably the primary bookseller right now.
Okay, very good. And any other activities or things that you want to share with us about what's going on at the Institute?
Sure. One of the things that I wanted to mention was that we have our partnership with Aileron in Tip City has continued to expand. It's been just an amazing partnership to work with them. They have the facility is outstanding. You can see the pictures that you see on their website don't do it justice. But it's a terrific a venue for us, and we've been holding our public two-and-a-half-day seminars, and just recently started introducing the 8-hour workshop that Bill Bellows delivers. We did the first one in March. We've got the next one coming August 8th and 9th, and then the 2.5-day in September 12th through 14th in conjunction with Aileron and partnering with them to put that on. Those have always been – it's been great to have a place where people know, okay, here's where the venue is going to be, here's when the time frames are going to be, and the location is nailed down, and it's a great place to actually experience the 2.5-day seminar. So that's been something I wanted to mention to everybody, that will be coming up, because we do get a lot of questions. And you can register directly for those events when you go to Deming, www.deming.org.
Kevin, where is Tip City?
Tip City's the Dayton, Ohio area. When we fly in to facilitate the seminars, we're flying into Dayton, Ohio, and it's just 15, 20 minutes suburb of Dayton, Ohio. And there's one other thing, Trip. We've got a new initiative we're working on that we'll be talking about very soon, because we realize that even things like the 2.5-day and the 8-hour workshop, as you and I've talked about, one of the limitations is there's only a certain number of people that can attend it. I mean, you may have a company with 500 or 1,000 or more, or even 10 people, and oftentimes there's a limitation in terms of putting people on a plane, sending them to a workshop, and they come away from that saying, wow, I need to and I want to expand that learning beyond just my leaders and managers attending a seminar. And so one of the things we're working on is how we will grow our offerings and create that greater access to the Deming teachings. And that will be something that we're planning on unveiling at the annual conference, so people will get an opportunity to see how we're taking that. We're not just standing still and saying, all right, we have what we have. How do we become proactive? How do we become innovative in terms of getting that message out in a manner that's more widely available and easy to access? So we'll be looking forward to unveiling that at the conference.
Very good. And is there something that's going to be available at the conference, or just be talking about it then?
We'll be just giving a demo of where we are, because we're really at the early stages of developing that. So we'll provide a demo for people to see what it is, and then hopefully very shortly thereafter, it'll be available out in the public.
Okay. Anything else as far as the Institute goes that you wanted to share with the audience?
Nothing else particular at this time. Appreciate the opportunity to come on and just give an idea on some of the things that we have coming up. Look forward to doing this from time to time, so people can hear what's going on and know where to go to learn more about it. And at any time, if you have any questions or want more information on anything, drop us an email at staff@deming.org, and we can answer whatever you might have in terms of questions about the conferences or the seminars or the workshops or even the ED software system. We're hoping to do some demos to people to show them how we're actually using it as an organization, the Deming Institute, and show them what we're doing and some of the things that we're using around that. So look forward to seeing that in some of our upcoming emails, and have a chance and let us know what you think.
That's very good. Well, we appreciate you joining us and updating us on the activities and conferences that the Institute will be putting forward in 2018.
Terrific. Thank you, Tripp. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Deming Institute podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the 2018 25th Anniversary Conference in Manhattan Beach, California, go to www.deming.org and click on events.